Once upon a crescent moon, when the stars fill the sky and the blankets are pulled up tight, it's time for a story. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for joining us every Friday. Your favorite stories are now beautifully illustrated storybooks, perfect for bedtime. Visit underacrescentmoon.com/books to bring one home. Now for tonight's story.
Baba, you're home.
Assalamu alaikum, Habibi. There he is.
Wa alaikum assalam, Baba.
How was your day? Did you have fun with your friends?
Kind of. Not really.
What happened, Habibi?
We were playing a board game at recess. Me and Omar and Zaid and Hamza. And Omar said we should change the rules so his team would win. Like, just skip the other team's turn and stuff. And Zaid and Hamza said, okay. They all said it was fine.
And what did you say?
I said that's cheating. You can't just change the rules in the middle. That's not fair.
Masha Allah. That was the right thing to say. What happened next?
They all got mad at me. Omar said I was ruining the fun. And Zaid said, everyone's doing it, Yusuf. Stop being weird. And then they played without me. Baba, why does it feel so bad to do the right thing? Everyone else was okay with it. Maybe I should have just gone along with it.
Come here, Habibi. Sit with me. Yusuf, what you felt today, that feeling of being the only one who says no when everyone else says yes, there was a prophet of Allah who knew that exact feeling. And he felt it not just for one recess, but for his whole life.
Which prophet?
Prophet Hud, alayhi salam. Let me tell you about him.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Long, long ago, in the hills between Yemen and Oman, there lived a people called Ad. They were the mightiest people on earth at that time. Their bodies were tall and strong, their buildings reached high into the sky, and they had more riches than anyone could count. But all that power made them very, very proud. They thought no one could ever defeat them. No one could tell them what to do. They had rulers who were cruel and unjust, and nobody dared to speak up against them. And worst of all, even though they knew about Allah, they refused to worship Him alone. They carved idols out of stone and bowed down to them, right alongside whatever prayers they offered to Allah. They mixed the truth with falsehood and thought nothing of it. Into this world of pride and power, Allah sent a messenger, a man from among them, a man named Hud. Hud stood before his people, these giants, these builders of towers, these warriors who feared no one. And he spoke with courage and kindness. And Hud said with warmth and sincerity, O my people, worship Allah. You have no other God but Him. Will you not be mindful? Hud reminded them of everything Allah had given them, their strength, their lands, the rain that made their crops grow. He told them to ask Allah for forgiveness. And Hud called to them, O my people, ask forgiveness of your Lord, then turn to Him. He will cause the sky to rain abundance on you and will add strength to your strength. Do not turn away. But the chiefs of Ad, the powerful ones, the proud ones, they looked at Hud and shook their heads. And then they said something very cruel.
"We think one of our gods has made you go mad. That's all this is. You've lost your mind, Hud."
Can you imagine? Hud was trying to help them, trying to save them, and they called him crazy. They laughed at him in front of everyone. But Hud did not give up. He did not run away. He did not say, "Fine, I'll just do what everyone else is doing." No, he stood tall, looked them right in the eye, and said calmly, but with unshakable power, "I call Allah to witness, and you bear witness too, that I am free from all that you worship besides him. So plot against me, all of you, and give me no rest." And he declared with deep trust, "I have put my trust in Allah, my Lord and your Lord. There is not a living creature, but he holds it by its forelock. My Lord is on the straight path." Think about that. Every single person in the room was against him, the strongest people on earth. And Hud said, "Go ahead, all of you, do your worst. I trust Allah."
Yusuf, did you hear what Hud said?
He said he trusts Allah, even though everyone was against him.
That's right. He didn't need anyone else to agree with him. He knew the truth, and he put his trust in Allah. That was enough. Now, listen to what happened next.
The years went by. Hud kept calling his people to Allah, and they kept refusing. They grew more proud, more stubborn, more cruel. And then the rain stopped. The sky became empty. The sun baked the earth until it cracked. The rivers shrank. The crops withered. A terrible drought spread across the land of Ad. Hud's people came to him, worried. Hud answered them, "Allah is not pleased with you. If you believe in him, he will accept you, and the rain will fall again." But they refused. They mocked him again and went back to their idols. Then one day they looked up and saw dark clouds rolling across the sky, filling the horizon.
"Look, a cloud. At last, rain is coming."
But it was not rain. The Quran tells us what they said and what truly came. They said, "This is a cloud that will bring us rain." But no, it was the very punishment they had been daring Hud to bring. A wind. A furious, violent wind sent by Allah. The wind ripped through the land of Ad for 7 nights and 8 days without stopping. It tore their tents, shattered their towers, and swept away everything in its path. The strongest people on earth could not stand against it. Not their muscles, not their buildings, not their pride. Nothing could protect them from the command of Allah. And when it was over, the land was quiet. The mighty Ad were gone. But Hud and every single person who had believed with him, they were safe. Allah saved them. He protected them because they had trusted in him, even when they stood alone.
The wind knocked down everything, even their big buildings?
Everything, Habibi. Because all that strength, all that power, it meant nothing without Allah. The people of Ad thought they were too strong to be touched. But only Allah is truly strong.
And Hud was okay because he trusted Allah?
He was. Allah protected him and everyone who believed with him. You know, Yusuf, today at recess, your friends weren't a mighty kingdom. But that feeling you had, standing there while everyone said you were wrong, while everyone said, "Just go along with it." That's a small taste of what Hud felt.
It didn't feel small. It felt really big.
I know it did, and that's okay. It is big. Doing the right thing when everyone around you is doing the wrong thing. That takes real courage. Hud didn't need the whole tribe to agree with him. He had the truth, and he had Allah. And today, Habibi, you had the truth too. Cheating is wrong, even if everyone says it's fine.
Even if they call me weird?
Even then. You know what Hud's people called him? They said he was crazy. They said he had lost his mind. But he wasn't crazy. He was right. And one day, everyone knew it.
Baba, I think next time, I'll say no again, even if they get mad.
MashaAllah, Habibi. That's my brave boy. And remember, you're never really alone when you have Allah.
Baba?
Yes, Habibi.
Can you tell me another story tomorrow?
InshaAllah. Every night, Habibi. Every night. Bismillah. Sleep well, my brave boy.
And so ends tonight's story, and the story of Prophet Hud, from under a crescent moon. Remember, sometimes the truth makes you stand alone. But when you put your trust in Allah, you are never truly by yourself. He holds every creature by its forelock, and he is always on the straight path. New stories are available every Friday. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bring the stories home as beautifully illustrated storybooks at underacrescentmoon.com/books. The story of Prophet Hud and the people of Ad is told in the Holy Quran, in Surah Hud and Surah Al-A'raf. It is also recounted in the stories of the prophets by the great scholar Ibn Kathir. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke of the people of Ad in the hadith collected by Imam al-Bukhari. Translations of Quranic verses used in this episode graciously provided by Clear Quran with permission from Talali Thani.